was cool that he came in, though. Like, yeah. Just to come and say hi. He always says hi, yeah. That's good.
He's a nice guy.
He seems nice. Yeah. Hopefully, we can get him on sometime. It would be nice. What if I just play the entire song for one episode? Just like, what if one episode I just release is just the song? I think your thing is singing badly to the song, and mine is like good singing to the song.
Why is that my thing? To sing badly to the...
Your thing is always something bad.
It sounded good.
Like, we gotta like work on your things. Because I feel like you're always like...
I'm just the bad one?
Well, not in everything. Like, I think... You roll with ideas better than me. Like I have to like think about an idea a lot and force myself to go down with it and like just figure out what to do. You can just go like, oh, we'll just do this, and then you just like write something out and it turns out to be funny. Like I feel like I put more time into get to a level where you're at where you don't have to work that hard. Welcome to But Seriously Podcast. I'm James and this is Mike.
And this is Mike. I'm Mike and that's James.
All right. Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Today is we're on But Seriously Podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. I'm getting used to the fact that I'm going to have to do this alone.
Are you going to do it alone?
No, I'm not going to do this podcast alone, but I'm going to have to do this alone. Like, this thing, this talking into the microphone thing, I'm going to have to start doing this alone.
Right, back up. Okay, that first step, don't be close. Okay, are you going to do a podcast? All right, so I'm graduating this year. Mike is a junior. I'm a senior.
Yeah.
I'm a year older than Mike. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be sad. Like, I think I'll miss about 5 people in the school, and you're one of them.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're just... We've done this, we're friends, and we have memories together and, like, good times. And
yeah. Did we talked about OM, right?
A little bit.
Freshman year,
my sophomore year. We went to Odyssey. We talked about it with Josh a little bit because Josh was on. Yeah. Well, you talked about it with Josh.
Yeah.
I was tied to
it. It was an awful experience. Yeah.
For you especially, I kind of get to fit into crowds a lot easier than you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not good with crowds. I realize I'm not a I'm
You're
not
good
a
with
crowd.
A one-on-one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, orgies not, are not your thing, but you can
no,
do normal. You can
no,
do just regular
I think
stuff.
I can make passionate love
just
to
not,
one
just
person.
Just one person.
To one person. Or half person.
Yeah, midgets.
It'd be easier. Midgets are not half a person.
No, like,
that's so fucked up.
No, wasn't that the one of the amendments, the 2/4 compromise?
I can't.
Four midgets equal 2 people. If they stand on each other's shoulders, definitely that's 2 people. You tell me that's not 2 people, a midget on a midget's shoulder.
That's 1 person. You, according to you.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine. Okay, so back to where we met. We met in elementary school.
We
talked about this a lot
we
of times,
this story,
but
yeah.
We met, and then we didn't talk.
No, at all.
Because I didn't care.
And we split. You have a weird little thing going on.
It's not like we
head.
Split. It's like we kind of like knew. I knew of Mike, and then
yeah,
I just
then,
didn't know of him anymore.
Our parents were together. We knew each other.
We weren't together. They
our
were
parents,
just
our parents knew each other.
So we're actually step kids.
Yeah.
Drinking
Josh.
We both be Josh.
That's terrible. Josh
we're both
Josh.
The nice guy. Like, there's no trouble. We just sit at home drinking, like, water and watching nice TV shows.
That's really...
Megan doesn't, like, piss us off at all.
We just kind of let her run her thing, of course. Yeah, I feel that totally. No, we're not like that. But anyway,
we met back. Ninth grade came around. Your ninth grade year.
We didn't talk much ninth grade year in the beginning.
Your ninth grade year.
My ninth grade year, we didn't talk much.
No, because I didn't. Like, I still knew of you. Like, okay,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Josh is like, we had the OM team.
Yeah.
It was all planned out, but then one guy left, so we needed a replacement guy. So we got Mike. And then
yeah.
Mike was Mike started being a part of the team, and he was...
Everybody hated me.
Everybody hated him on the team.
Everybody made
well,
fun of me.
Well, not everyone hated you. Like, 2 guys hated you, and then most of...
Everybody was like...
Let's just go along
yeah,
with it.
Let's just go along with hating me.
You looked a lot different back then, though.
Yeah. Better?
You grew into your head.
I grew into my head.
It looks like a normal
In ninth grade,
head.
I looked that different?
You look like a... I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, that's weird. You look different, too.
Thanks. Do I look worse now?
You look mildly attractive back then.
Thanks. I'm glad it's getting worse for me.
Yeah, well, you
I
can't,
have nothing to hope
well,
for.
Well, you peaked, you can't expect to.
Yeah, peaked at 14.
Sometimes
I'm James Don, and I peaked at 14.
Sometimes I worry. Sometimes I worry if like I just peaked already and didn't even notice it.
I'm just waiting for my face to thin out.
Really?
Yeah. Because I feel like it already started doing it a little bit, but like slowly, I think it'll get there.
You just think that shit's just gonna happen one
no,
day?
No, I've been working out.
No, I got you. Yeah. Yeah. Even more than I've been doing. You've been losing weight. I mean, anyway.
You've been gaining weight?
Yeah, big time.
You look better than me though.
No, not really. Okay. I think we're the same now.
Okay. So you've gotten to a point where
freshman year, I used to run every day, and then I
look. You were on the swimming team too.
Yeah, right? and I look a little bit, but lately I've been doing anything, and I've just been eating. Yeah. And while you've been losing weight, I've been gaining weight. So like, you might even be less than me now, because like we're starting to shift the scales a little bit. We're playing a game. So
maybe I'm the attractive one now.
Yeah.
I don't think we're both that attractive.
No, not really. But, all right, anyway.
So we meet back up in ninth grade. Everyone's being mean to Mike, shitting on Mike.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's shitting on Mike. Everybody shits on Mike for some reason. I don't know why they don't shit on James or they don't shit on fucking kilt-wearing Dylan. And Dylan, I really wish you would have liked me, Dylan.
You really do? Dylan was an all right guy. What are you doing?
Huh?
On your phone. Get off your phone.
All right.
You started to go on something, and then you just stopped talking, and I didn't know where to go from that. the guys on the team, they were all right. You were just the butt of a lot of jokes.
Yeah, why was I the butt? Am I...
You're a butt, man.
All right.
Butt, seriously. I'm a seriously, so, you're the butt.
Last year, we didn't do anything. Last year, we...
Last year, we knew each other.
Though. Last year, we knew each other for a while.
Okay, no. Okay.
Because we
knew Mike from sophomore year. Then Mike was a... Then the next year...
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I just saw him in the hallway. He would come into my sixth period. We would talk a little bit. And we didn't really hang out until the last day of school. Mike asked me if I wanted to go to a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
I said, sure. I brought my Danish friend with me. And he brought his friend who doesn't say anything. And then we all four of us went to a Chinese buffet.
Ryan says stuff now, which is cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah, but before he didn't say anything the whole time.
Yeah.
Just ate.
And then after that, we... Did you not have money or something? Like, I had to spot you.
Yeah, right? I didn't have money.
Yeah.
And we abandoned my friends. Yeah, Mike, that was so shitty.
I have a 4 or 5-person car. Mike invited, like, 8 people to go to... Like, he just kept asking people, and then towards
the end of the day, they were like, oh, yeah, I guess maybe we can. So I had all these people ready to go to the Chinese buffet, and I had to fucking, like, be like, oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's not going to work out. Sorry. And they had to walk home because they skipped the
they
bus.
They walked 3 or 4 miles home.
That's really funny. While we were stuffing our faces with unlimited egg rolls.
It was beautiful,
though. They sent you pictures.
Yeah, of them just walking.
I have pictures of us. I might post one on the Facebook page with me and you. I should post a couple pictures of me and you.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, the one cover photo is...
It's getting a little old. But, you know...
And then at the end of...
And we didn't talk. We hung out summer a couple times.
But the day before this school year started, we had the moment. We had the moment. Remember that? That was special.
We went to Panera.
We went to, but that was when we told each other what we wanted to do.
That's when we
that
both
was the first
kind
time.
Of, we both we kind of just thinking subconsciously what we wanted to do, but we never said it out loud.
And we realized we had similar interests like that, and then we realized, hey, let's get married.
Okay, and then a couple months later, after we got married, we went to Panera.
That day we realized, hey, let's do a podcast. And then James was like, oh, you know what? That might be a good idea. You listen to podcasts? I'm like, no. And he says, oh, let's do a podcast anyway. And I'm like, okay. And he
is that what I sound like
completely
to
forgot about it. He completely forgot about it.
I did?
Yeah, you completely forgot about it.
I did.
I forgot about it too. And then you brought it back. And then I asked you a couple times, December-ish. And then you brought it back up. And
Mike asking me, is him in the hallway going, podcast? And he would just point at me and say, podcast? Podcast. And we hung out a couple times, and we only kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
And we hung out over winter break, I think.
Yeah.
And
then we formed the podcast idea. February was the first time we've... No, end
we
of January.
End of January, released beginning of February.
Yeah. And then we released it, and you released it sadly. Like, you released it like, oh, God.
This is... Bad.
Oh God!
Well,
and then I told all my friends.
Joke. And like I didn't tell anyone. Mike told everyone he knew.
Yeah. I just say, hey, you know what? If it's not funny, they're not gonna associate one unfunny thing with me. They're gonna associate us with the kids that are trying to be funny, which is better than people that aren't trying to be funny.
Yeah. It's better to be trying to be funny and actually be funny than not trying to be funny and then trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like if you do a drama on Broadway and people are laughing, that's bad. But if you do a comedy and people are laughing, that's the point of the comedy.
Yeah. And if they're doing a comedy and people aren't laughing, like our first podcast, you know what?
Try again.
You try again. And you try again and you try again. But anyway, we're coming to the end of the But Seriously era.
error, like, as this was all a mistake.
We've been doing this for four months.
This is episode 24.
Yeah.
And it's going to come to a close, just like all great things. This will come to an end.
Just like all great things, mediocre things also come to an end as well.
A much harder... No, not harder. A much softer...
Crash and burn type ending, I think.
Either that or like an unnoticed ending that you don't... You weren't listening in the first place, so how do you know it ended?
Honestly, my vision for this podcast is always going to be like, oh, in the future one day, somebody's going to be like, oh, James Donlan, and they're going to be like, oh, what is this? They did a podcast together? They went to the same high school together?
Yeah,
they did a podcast? Oh, check this out.
And then they were the same podcast? That's how people are going to talk in the future.
Yeah. And that's where it is.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I mean, even if that doesn't happen, it'd be nice to just come back and listen to yourself and your thoughts and the place in your life you're at this age.
Yeah, definitely. 20 years, I listened to this shit and realized how cool I was.
Yeah. You're such a cool guy, Mike.
I know, man. Thanks.
You're cool to 20-year-olds. You're not cool for high school kids.
I don't know if that was a compliment, man.
Like, you're out of your time.
Oh, my head? Am I a prophet?
No. You just would fit better with older people.
I don't fit good with anybody. Do you fit good with people? You fit good with... You're good with people.
Yeah, but I hate people.
Yeah.
I hate people, so I'm good with them. It's like Batman hates bats, so he dresses like a bat. I hate people, so I... put on people clothes and do people things. I'm man. No, I don't know. People, I don't know, man. I've been going through a stage of just anger and like sadness.
Why? It's because the end of
high school? Okay, end of high school, it's been, you know, people think, oh, you're just scared to be graduating. It's not, I'm not scared to be graduating. It's that... You know, I've been working for this school. I've been doing a lot of stuff around the school. I volunteer, I don't volunteer around the school to get recognition.
Yeah.
But I would have thought with all the work, I can't even list the amount of stuff I've done for this school, there would be some sort of ending. I feel very unfulfilled because I've worked so hard and I'm treated the same or sometimes worse than the kids who did nothing.
Yeah.
You know, there's like certain teachers and other things that I've done things for, and I've done a lot of favors, and I do the news. I did almost pretty much every video project you've ever seen on the news. I did.
And they don't.
And nothing changed. But I don't do it to be appreciated. I don't want people to kiss my ass and stuff, and oh, James, thank you. But
you just want people to hold you to a certain respect and not treat you.
And
I
don't get
that.
I never got that.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
But then there's kids who don't come to school, don't do their work, and have never volunteered a day in their life, who get held to a higher respect than I ever have.
People just like them.
Yeah, and when you say I'm a people person, that makes me think
But you don't think you're a people person.
I don't think I'm a people person because no matter what I do for people, it'll never pay off for me. Like, I can't win.
Yeah, with people. I know what you mean. And that's I think that's party. I feel like you're one of the people that has an addiction, too.
To what?
To, you might not be the people person, but that's why you make people laugh and stuff. Because, you're addicted to that feeling of, oh, my God, people are recognizing my effort.
Yeah.
People are laughing. People are appreciating this.
Yeah.
And then immediately
but not
it's
like,
gone.
Not like
you're
constant,
doing it all
like,
the time. Like,
and I don't do it for that reason, but when it comes around, it's a nice feeling that I like to chase.
And, subconsciously, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that sometimes, to be honest.
Yeah.
With
but it's weird because, I'm going to college next year and I just start over. I'm starting at square one. It's like in middle school, it was the same way. Towards the end of middle school, I done a lot for the school there too, and I was really involved and I was kind of popular. Not like, oh, I was popular. There was only 50 kids in my class because I went to a charter school.
Yeah.
But it was I knew everyone, and then you come into a school and you know no one, and it's hard to get your name out there, and it's hard to
That's scary.
It's definitely scary, but I can do it because I've done it before.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And see, I'm the opposite. I knew everybody coming in.
Yeah.
Because I switched schools on middle school.
Yeah.
So I knew pretty much everybody. And then I actually knew less and less people as the time went on.
As you've gotten older.
Yeah. Freshman year, I talked to a lot of people, and then I cut myself off because I got sick of...
people.
Yeah. You get sick of people?
I get sick of people. It's taken me to my senior year to find out who... I hate this. It sounds like a girl on Facebook thing.
Yeah.
But it's taken me this long to figure out who my real friends are. Like, yeah, the people who actually care and in the end are actually still here. There's about four guys plus you that are actually care and are actually, like, interested in things I have to say.
Hey, look on the bright side. You got... It's a new year next year. Yeah. New people. But it's new people. It's new people.
Yeah.
And I have faith that college is going to be better than what this is. Because this honestly, I know everybody says, oh, high school is so stupid.
They either say it's so stupid and they hate it, or they say it was the best time of my life. And I disagree with both those statements.
Yeah.
It's just a place.
I feel like it's superficial. That's when every time I'm, you know what I mean? I feel like I don't belong, and I feel like I would belong, but superficial reasons are keeping me from belonging.
Yeah.
Is that...
I get it. No, I get it. It just feels like... It feels like I've been here for a long time. I've put a lot of effort in, and there's nothing to show for it.
Feels like you've been sort of... I'm just sort of saying... Sort of like you've been getting fucked up the ass for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've just been coming on your back this entire time.
Yeah.
And then it took me 3 years. They turn you around your senior year and come on your face.
And now I finally realize. And it sucks. It sucks to realize that you've been not taken advantage of, but like, you know, you've done things for people and it wouldn't have mattered if you didn't do them. I put all this effort in because I feel like that's what a nice guy would do. He puts extra effort in, and he just looks out for people and tries to find, like, be a better person through other people. But nothing I've done seems to have stuck. So then I just throw my hands up, and I'm like, I'm done with this place. And my friends are like, it'll get better next year. I'm like, yeah, but I just spent 3.5 years...
Wasting my life
on a place... that now I'm leaving. And, you know, it's a problem with me, and that's where a lot of my, like, sadness comes from, is being forgotten, realizing nothing I do will ultimately have an effect on anyone, you know? It's really unlikely to get to, like, you have to do awful things. You have to do Hitler-level things to be immortal. Because they'll never forget how bad that thing was.
But they'll always forget how good.
They'll forget the good things.
People don't remember how good you did. They remember how bad you fucked up.
Yeah.
But do people remember? Have you ever fucked up big time? People still remember
it? I fuck up every day.
Well, everybody fucks up every
day. And, like, you know, very often I do things that are really stupid. Yeah. But that shouldn't eliminate...
Well, you're stupid, so...
Yeah, you know. That shouldn't eliminate everything. You know, like, I feel like... It's like chutes and ladders, you know? Like, I shouldn't have gotten all this work to get to the top of the board just so I can hit the last slide and go all the way back to the beginning. Like, that shouldn't work like that. It should only be ladders with a couple speed bumps that slow me down.
Yeah.
But I should never have to go back to square one with anyone.
Yeah, I don't understand what you mean. Like, you don't feel like... You feel like this didn't... You didn't progress at all.
Yeah.
So, like, you would have rather have progressed and then have to progress again... But you just feel like you
built
progressed.
On top of things, but nothing matters here to me. Like, obviously, everything I've done doesn't matter.
I totally understand that.
Yeah. I try to talk about it with my mom a lot because, you know, it's towards the end of high school. Like, I'm not going to be here anymore so I can be honest, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be here, so you probably honestly have to lie to yourself for another year that this place is like...
Oh, I don't think it matters.
You don't think it matters?
No.
No?
No. No, I realize.
But you have to, like, get through it still. So you can't be this. You can't be like, oh, this sucks. This, like, you can think that, but you can't have that affect your attitude.
Yeah, I can't stop doing shit. Yeah. I have to just, you know, put up with the bullshit.
But, like, look at the comedy club. Imagine if you started the comedy club. You start the comedy shows. You started that.
Yeah.
And then the day, like, as you get close to graduating, you get treated like. You didn't do that. Like, it's like you're getting treated like you are equal to other people that didn't do anything at all. And that bothers me because not because I like recognition and not because I like feeling better than people, but I did put work in. And now looking back on things, you can see.
You personally feel that you...
I've been gypped of something. But I'm not, like, I don't know what I wanted, but this isn't it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Something would have been better than what I'm getting now.
Interestingly enough, Gray... The person that did Comical last year just messaged me last night, and he wants to be in one of the comedy shows, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I sort of, kind of I didn't really do that to him, but I guess in a way, on one perspective, I did, because he started Comic Code last year, okay? And nobody kept it going, all right? So it didn't exist for the first 6 months of this year. Mm-hmm. So I made a new comedy club, basically,
yeah,
in this half of the year. January I did. So I don't know.
Do you feel like you took that from him?
I feel like
he doesn't care, though. Like, he's in college now, and he's over this hump of trying to do things.
Yeah.
And now he gets a fresh start.
If you were in that situation, would you feel...
If I look back...
Is that the same situation? Like, do you feel like you're in a gray situation and someone took something from you, or no?
I don't feel like someone took something from me. I feel like I climbed, you know, like... I don't... Like, it's like... They say go someplace... Like, you climb this mountain, and there'll be... gold at the top, and I got to the top of the mountain, there's nothing there. I'm like, yeah, okay, like, there could have been a water bottle, there could have been some snacks for me to snack on when I got up here, but there's no, I feel like hard work, you know, you're told, oh, if you work hard, you do the right thing, it'll pay off, but it doesn't, because I've worked hard for 4 years, this is the end, like, there's no, like, there's later
the
on.
There's the only place to go from the mountain is down, and then you gotta climb back up the fucking mountain.
A different mountain.
A different mountain.
A lot of mountains.
Yeah.
A lot of mountain goats.
Yeah. Are you a mountain... Oh, were you a mountain goat this whole time in this...
No!
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't know if this was like a log deep... Like, you were like the good mountain goat that like carved things into the side of the mountain with his hoof. I don't know.
Jeez. That's more complicated than I even thought.
Yeah, but I thought like somehow it was all connected together. I don't know. I'm stupid.
I don't know, man. I'm better now, though. Like, I'm not as mad anymore because I feel like... For me, it's like I've gotten to a place, and maybe I'm not getting everything I thought I would. But maybe for the people here, it's like a Band-Aid being ripped off.
You just need yourself to feel like you've accomplished something. You don't need anybody else to...
Yeah, I mean, I know that.
You need to get to that point where you can just be like, I did all this, and they didn't appreciate it, but you know what? I did it, and I'm better for doing it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll have to think about that more, yeah.
And I'll think about,
this was kind of like it's always your sad podcast, but like this time it's like mine.
That's good. We're switching up a little bit before the end. You know what I mean? You got to tell everybody about yourself because you're leaving. Yeah. I'm leaving
too. Are you going to start another podcast?
I think I should start a different one. I don't want to.
Don't do But Seriously. I'm not going to do But Seriously. Do a different one.
Actually, a bunch of people are like, oh, let's do a podcast. Because I mean, everybody doesn't really say it, but like, they'll be like, oh, you're doing the podcast next year, right? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, yeah, because you know. And I'm like, what? And they're like, you know, James. And I'm like, what? And he's like, he's leaving. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm not going to obviously do the same podcast.
Yeah.
But I'll probably do one.
I feel like you do good on a podcast where every week you have a different person.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Because Vibo has been talking to me a lot. He's like, let's do But Seriously with Vibe and Mike or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how good that would go. Maybe. I feel like if I did something like, you know, Real Shit?
That was actually the first name of the podcast, for anyone who doesn't know. That was what we called the podcast before we made But
Seriously. Working title.
Real Shit. And we were like, if you listen to the first episode, Mike goes, welcome to our podcast, Real Shit. I'm like, nope, that's not the name. Because we didn't want to, like, show teachers or show adults and have them be like, you're on a podcast called Real Shit.
Yeah, because at least if they see the title's name Real Shit, they're going to listen to it and be looking for bad stuff. But if they see But Seriously, they're just going to assume, oh, it's two stupid, unfunny kids making a stupid podcast. But I don't know. I'm thinking about doing what you think. I was actually thinking the same exact thing. I just do a different thing each week.
That'd work.
Are you going to? You should do podcasts in college.
I might.
You should.
They have a radio station on campus. I might do that, too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That'd be cool. That'd it's be only awesome. DJ stuff. I'm like, talk radio can be cool if you actually put effort into it. Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, you can do a talk radio show for the I don't know. Life has a lot of upcoming opportunities for the both of us.
And maybe we'll just miss out on all of them. And then we'll be back here with But Seriously.
Gonna climb up that fucking mountain again as a mountain goat.
You know what would be awesome? If we do But Seriously now, we get somewhere in life.
And then
like, let's say you're like a writer for like a comedy show,
yeah,
and I'm like a producer for another comedy show, like something like that.
And then
we just come back and do it, But Seriously again.
Hey, who knows?
Who knows?
We could. This is episode 24, but you might consider, if we don't do another one, you might consider this the epilogue.
We're gonna do more. A couple more. We gotta do
it. I felt this is good. I feel we should cut it right here.
I don't know. I think we have a couple more. I'm gonna make a little thing, and then we're gonna.
No, we'll do a couple more. We'll definitely do a couple more.
Yeah, we have another week. We can't just not do anything.
You dreaded a fucking week.
What? No, I'm graduating a week. I have 5 days and 2 days when I come back. So we should do more, and then we should release these next week. Next week we'll release a couple, and then we'll do our final podcast.
Yeah.
I'll make a little montage. How's that sound?
Yeah. A best of, but seriously, that would be...
Okay, here's what I'll do.
That would be a little bit better than...
The second to last episode will be best of, but seriously. Mm-hmm. Last episode...
will be last episode.
Last episode.
All right. That sounds good. All right, guys. Keep tuned. Keep it in tune for the...
Thank you for listening to the But Seriously podcast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at james.awesome, at Micah Milla, MICHAMILLA. Thank you for listening today. Share with your friends, share with your mom, share with your dog, share with God.
Bye. So don't do that. Were you actually not the mountain goat? Because it actually, when you said, oh, I'm the mountain goat, like it all fit together in my mind.
If you need to think of me as the mountain goat, I will be the mountain goat. I will be your mountain goat, my goat.